I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on July 6th, 2020. The Linux kernel has become the latest major project to discuss adopting more inclusive language. The proposal has the backing of a number of senior developers and maintainers and seeks to amend the coding style guidelines for kernel contributors to outlaw the use of terms such as slave and blacklist. Google is backing the Open Silicon community by offering to cover the fabrication costs of custom chip designs. The company has worked with SkyWater Technology Foundry to release a fully open-source process design kit for a 130-nanometer MOSFET fabrication process, which designers can use to develop their chips. The process node features 5 levels of metal, 1 level of local interconnect, and support for both regular and higher voltage components. And the library already contains multiple standard cells, with more designs slated to be added in the future. Google is partnering with Eve Fabless to bring cost-free manufacturing of designs to life, and the first production run is scheduled for this November, with more to follow next year. Version 6 of Tauon Music Box has been released. The stylish and lightweight music player for the Linux desktop takes a traditional approach to track management and assumes that each album is stored in a separate subdirectory. The latest release adds search functionality to easily locate an artist Bandcamp page and a number of integrations with Spotify for users who pay for a premium account on that platform. One neat feature in the new version is the ability to set up synchronization and transcoding against a specific file system mount point, which allows you to keep high-quality copies of your tracks in your main library but more space-efficient versions on your portable devices. Engineers from Google's Android development team are taking part in an Ask Me Anything session on Reddit this Thursday. The event will provide an opportunity to learn more about the technical changes and new features that are slated to land with Android 11, and anyone interested can now leave their questions for the team ahead of the live session. The Python Software Foundation is working to help put community developers in touch with potential funding partners. Having previously been both a recipient and donor of financial support itself, the foundation is looking to leverage its experience in order to help deserving Python community projects. The organization has now created a project funding working group, whose first action has been to compile a list of potential funders that the community can draw upon, and which will also provide advice to projects on the steps necessary to help them secure financial support. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/174. We'll be back on Wednesday, but we will be off the week of the 13th.